This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oh my God, it's drag her. Can you believe how hot I'm coming in? I hope you enjoyed that theme song by Twin Kids. What a gag. I'm a fan for some reason.
Kiss, kiss.
Kiss, kiss. But we aren't just kissing Twin Kids. We're also kissing our guests today.
Our sisters.
We're asking for kiss consent and then kissing our guest.
Yep.
The lovely, the perfect, the hilarious Chad Westbrook.
Hi, 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 hi.
Hello, you.
Hello.
Wonderful weirdo. How are you?
I'm so fucking good. It's crazy.
I'm so fucking good. I'm horny.
I'm so fucking horny. It's good.
Oh, no. I got too good and I'm horny
oh,
now.
Oh, no. I love you, Mata. I'm so happy to be here to do this.
Oh, you're such a dream and a treat. I enjoy you very much. We know each other from the UCB comedy world.
Yeah.
You, of course, competed in UCB Drag Race.
Yeah, 3 seasons.
Oh, my God. You are the Shangela.
I am the Shangela, yeah.
You are the Shangela.
And in some way, I appeared on this last season, too. I did a little pop-in.
You did. Yeah. You won't go away.
I won't go away.
That kind of makes you the Cynthia Lee Fontaine.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that.
Cool.
People always say she's everyone's favorite queen.
I love her so much, but she's proof that sometimes when you see too much,
yeah,
you get a little less excited by the package.
She's like, let's make a cake and add like 16 cups of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And you just need
one cup of
sugar. Oh my
God, Cynthia Lee Fontaine is kind of like, she's almost like the unevolved Vangie.
Oh, whoa.
She's kind of like the Squirtle and then Vangie's Bulbasaur.
I don't think those line up.
You don't think?
Squirtle Bulba.
Am I thinking of
Squirtle
War Turtle?
War Turtle.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah. Jesus.
Thank you for
Christ.
Keeping me together in the drag locker and the video game store.
If I was in here, that would have been a fucking disaster.
We would have to burn down the building.
Burn down the house.
You competed. In terms of UCB Drag Race, you're very much the Raven.
Oh, wow.
You almost won multiple times.
Yeah.
Which I think is a big scar for you.
And it's a big scar, but it's also, in a way, it's kind of saying everybody who won against me kind of didn't deserve it.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at my dear best friend, Kyle Kasabian.
Yeah, you are. Dear friend, always reigning all-star queen.
I need attention.
So fun.
Yeah.
Chad, what's your current relationship with drag like in period? Like,
yeah.
I recently got to see you in some fun gender fucky drag, which I was also gagged by.
Yeah. I recently, I was trying to do my makeup, but I took the wrong makeup bag. So I had to use all my reject makeup, which
Whoa.
Didn't have really any foundations or anything. So I just had to do a little fun thing. But,
and I hate you because you're very beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You're very beautiful as a drag queen.
I don't disagree.
I know, I was just talking about passing and stuff like that is a little archaic, but...
No, that's absolutely not true.
It's not true?
Oh, I mean, the archaic, sure, maybe, but I am not passing,
You're very
not in a
glamazon-y.
Yeah, I mean, I try to go for realism, I guess, in some way.
So you're gender fuck. I'm sorry. Talk about that.
Well, yeah, that was just a one-time thing. I honestly didn't, it was fine, but I really love just doing a full face of drag where you spend the time and The gender fuck thing is fun to do once. I also didn't feel like shaving, so I was just going to throw some glitter and some pink eyeshadow on this.
Yeah.
Beautiful beard of mine.
I liked it. It was fun. It was weird.
Thanks.
You felt like a DreamWorks animation cartoon that came back to life.
Uh-huh.
Like
was
reanimator
dead.
Style.
Oh, yes, yes.
Like this thing was never meant to be alive.
Yeah.
Kill it.
Yeah.
Someone kill it.
And you're like, it's sort of a tortured existence.
Hunty.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah. I felt it. Yeah,
I felt it.
My drag life was born with UCB Drag Race too. Now I feel full. For so long. I don't know how you feel or how much you've talked about it on this. But like I was kind of like, I do drag. Sometimes I'm not a drag queen. Mm-hmm. Now I kind of feel like I can say I'm a drag queen.
Yeah.
I'm torn.
I'm really torn because like I feel like I'm a drag queen, but then like I guess there's been conversations had where like where some people have come for me because they're like, well, you're not really a drag queen.
But you do it so often. You know what I mean?
I do. But I'm not like an NFL. If there's an NFL, I'm not NFL.
Got it. Okay. And you play some pickup games.
Yes. I'm doing powder puff drag.
You get with your neighbors, you toss a ball around every third
Wednesday.
I think
I'm sickening. I'm gonna take back this moment and say I do drag.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's a little gender fucky, it's a little weird, it's a little comedy driven, but that should be drag.
Yeah.
That should count.
I agree. There's levels to it maybe, but I don't think you should just completely dismiss. Yeah. No. I feel that way, but I'm doing it more and more. I have so much fun doing it, and no one can take this away from me.
Don't take it away from me. If someone came to me and said, you're not on TV, I would say, yeah, that's correct. That is a correct statement. I am not on TV as a drag queen, but I really enjoy this queer art form.
Yeah, it's the absolute best. It's one of the most fun things I think I do. One of my
favorite
performances.
I'm really lucky to be alive in this moment where, like, because even, and you see it on the old seasons of the show, even 10, not even 8 years ago, even during All Stars 1, like there's still a complicated relationship that the queer community is having with drag queens where it's like drag queens had to pay a price for being a drag queen. And like that often meant not being seen as a sexually desirable man.
Yeah. Did you talk about it on the main episode of this week?
Yes.
They had a lot of that kind of vibe. They were like, well, let's mask it up and look sexy in some
way.
But they were like, especially Latrice is like feeling unable to do so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It fascinated me as well. And it made me think like, you can answer this question like, because for me, I almost think comedy might be my drag.
Mm-hmm,
like comedy is probably like the way they were talking about drag where they were like, I need this like shield. I think like comedy as a whole is the shield for me from the world.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And it feels more ingrained where it's like, I think that's also our access point to drag.
Mm-hmm.
For me, at least, it's very much like I do drag, but comedy is the first stop. And I'm not going to do drag. I am never going to be the kind of queen that will just like do a bar lip sync that's, to Ariana Grande. And I don't have a tongue in cheek thing about it. I'm going to,
Yeah. Do something a little weird.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I agree. I like that. It's interesting to figure out that I like that the conversation is changing. And I like that our own gay, especially gay male community is checking itself or evolving its viewpoint on that. Because even still sometimes, we have to partake in toxically masculine stuff.
Totally.
To be seen as, or to get laid.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a fear. I think people, especially like if you're just doing like the apps sort of dating and you're just presenting a visual, if you're a drag queen or if you're somebody who does drag a lot, and you're kind of afraid that someone's going to see that and not be as into it for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is a shame.
It is a shame. It's stupid. It also speaks to like how like we have so much misogyny to deal with.
Yeah.
Even as gay men, we deal with misogyny because we fear, as much as we want to express our gender, we also fear the repercussions of being feminine.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah.
Fucked and complicated.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. Oh, All Stars 1, honey.
I know. This is what it brings out of us.
Well, I want to get into this Untucked. I love this Untucked episode.
Yes.
Okay. What's your general thoughts on All Stars 1?
Okay, so All Stars 1 is bad, right? general thought.
I love the baldness of bad.
It's bad, right, honey?
I weirdly like it, but I do also think it's kind of unsophisticated.
Yeah.
Bad.
Uh-huh. It's a relic in a certain way. So you kind of like from our future point of view, it's something fun. And,
Thank you. Come on, political standpoint.
Sort of dust off the sand and look at the fossils of All Stars.
We're looking
one.
Through the prism, which is queer
convo.
But yeah, it's probably bad. But like just like the first actual season of Drag Race, it really is a test season of like, okay. We need to fix this. We need to move this.
The difference to me is the first season was they laid down the foundation and I think it for the most part, kept.
You're right.
This was, they were like, what if, okay, you guys love this show. All right, we're going to do something really good. And they just like throw us like a fucking chicken bone.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're never going to eat this.
As far as foundations go. It's like they started building a hospital. They're like, okay, get this.
Yeah,
the hospital is going to be all spikes.
Yeah, yeah.
No rooms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And then someone came in and said, you know what? We need to rebuild the hospital. And
let's throw a cot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's rebuild the hospital. And then we got All Stars 2.
Yeah. And then All Stars 2, obviously one of the best seasons of all time. But All Stars 1, it really is. Because I watched the main episode this week too, just for like more context or whatever.
Yes.
I was reminded how frustrating it is to watch Manila kill that episode.
She does.
She killed it. Her
yeah.
look, her performance, everything. She was like
you
number
liked
one.
Her lips. I liked her. I was okay with her lip sync. Do you think she lost the lip sync?
I kind of do think she lost the lip
sure.
sync a little bit. Yeah, she got a little like.
But based on whatever. How awesome she was on the runway, she didn't necessarily belong in the bottom.
No, she did not.
No.
And then, yeah, Latrice kind of tanked her down.
Kind of tanked her down. Wow.
But.
I like that. I like that frankness.
Yeah, the frankness. That's who I am. The
frankness. The frankness. Realness, curtness, not being polite at any moment. Okay, I'm done.
But All Stars 1's Untucked is very good. Full of iconic moments.
It is iconic.
Yeah, especially the first
dad moment.
Yep.
There's Mimi, the Mimi fight.
Yeah, and the Tammy Brown, like, I'm acting.
Ha!
Yeah. Iconic moments. And in this one, too, it made me sort of miss this format of the, like, pink boxes and the, you know, gold room.
I know, because now in All Stars, like, Untucked is essentially baked into the episode.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I miss all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I miss the fights.
I feel like there was also a lot of, they felt realer back in the day, you know? Mm-hmm. Everyone's a little more, like, presenting a character that they want to, you know, portray into the world. And, like, they're worried about the backlash of social media and all that stuff. So it kind
of
takes away some of the fun of the TV.
It did, because people just couldn't be, like, monsters and cunts.
Yeah, and I'm looking for that.
Yeah, we want that. Yeah. But now it's like there's such repercussions.
I know.
I can't say it enough. I would love if the queer fans could calm down.
I know, because they're taking away some of, like, we need more sociopaths, screaming sociopathic, you know, whatevers.
Yes. We don't need calculated, clean killers. We need messy
manic
killers.
Depressive.
Yeah, we need more Casey Anthonys.
Yeah.
Just leaving babies in trunks.
I would love that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I am sick of these calculated murders who get away with it.
Yeah.
Okay. So in this episode, so we have Shad wins the challenge. I didn't agree with that, by the way.
No.
I didn't agree with that.
No, baby.
Why did they win?
I don't know. I don't know. They're so odd. I don't. Their looks were very like.
They almost every other look I've seen them in was better than this.
Yeah, there was just a lot of. I feel like maybe Chanel was kind of carrying them in this one. Mm-hmm. Which, you know.
Chad looks like the Carnage version of Mrs. Brady.
Yes.
Or Venom. I mean Venom.
Well, Mrs.
Or
Brady.
Carnage.
Wait.
Like, she looks like Mrs.
Oh, Carnage.
If Mrs.
Yeah,
Brady got bit by the Venom symbiote. Yeah. That's what she looks like. And to me, that's, like, weird.
Yeah, she's, like, Shadow Link or, like, Shadow Carol
yes,
Brady.
Yes, yes, she's Shadow Link.
Shadow Carol.
She's Shadow Carol.
When Carol has to fight herself.
She's that messy Super Smash Brothers character that you're like, I guess this is another character.
Yeah, sure.
Barely.
I'm excited, I guess.
I unlocked
Shadow Carol?
Dark Mario. Cool.
Yeah.
So they win, and their prize is they get to the pit crew boys present them with strawberries and cream and warm socks and lotion for their feet.
Yeah.
What?
Do we think they get paid?
they have to.
I know, but barely, right? I don't
barely.
Think, I feel because it's like they're never allowed to speak.
No, they're
but
not.
But their job is so like.
It's strange.
Oh.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Strawberries
and then
cream,
they're like later compared to each other in a way. I just was like.
It's strange.
Who's hotter?
That felt like filling. Let's fill this episode with whatever we got.
Yeah.
They should just both get strawberries and cream, because let's also think about this logistically. They've been in drag and someone is going to take their calloused feet, lotion them up, and then put hot socks on top of the lotiony feet.
Yeah.
That's not a present.
Why? You don't think so?
No.
I thought you were going to go, that sounds lovely.
No, for me, that's hell.
Lotioned feet and a hot sock? You got to check yourself. I'm mad.
After they have that, like, you know, that sweaty mix of like, okay, let's call, for lack of a better word, let's call it foot smegma.
Okay.
You know the foot
dried
smegma?
Dried cum on your foot.
Yes. Well, it's dick cheese on your foot.
Okay, great.
You know the dick cheese of a high heel where like your sweaty foot.
Yeah.
They're going to mix that with lotion and then put it in a hot sock.
You're right. They didn't wet wipe the foot first.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't see a nary a wet wipe.
You're right. Okay, I take it back.
I'm sorry. Dude wipes. Is they should have gotten dude wipes.
Oh, that's the thing where your balls don't stink?
It blows me away that there is a specific product called dude wipes.
I thought about it the other day when my balls were stinky, though.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you need it.
Yeah.
But the fact that there has to be a specific, you can't just buy Cottonelle.
Right. Right.
You need
right,
to buy
right.
dude wipes.
Right. That's true. Well, you don't want your balls smelling like Cottonelle.
No, because that's too cottony.
Yeah, it has the scent
too
of
lemongrassy.
It has the scent of cotton. Yeah,
the touch, the scent of cotton. Do you remember this commercial?
Yeah, of course I do.
The fabric of our lives. Give that person the Drag Race crown.
They were really going chic with cotton there for a minute.
Right,
they were turning it into a perfume ad.
Yeah, that was chic. Okay. All I want to say is that was weird. Yeah. Okay, so then they think Chad and Chanel think that Jarlexis is going home. Did you think they kind of biffed it? Who did you think did the worst in this challenge?
Well, I think Latrice did do the worst in this challenge. But then I think Manila did the best in this challenge. Uh-huh. So overall, you know who I thought did the worst was Rujubi.
Mm.
I really didn't like them.
Yeah.
I love them. But I just thought they were weird. I was like, what are you so, like, they're so shy feeling.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree. And I feel like this, I mean, obviously this challenge is one of the craziest in the history.
Absolutely.
And are probably the least having to do with drag challenge they've ever done.
Yeah.
What's also frustrating is that, like, I think it just should have been weighed on who is the funnest performer on the street, not who, like, got
who
money.
Who actually got it, because that's so dependent. Like, Chad, for a moment, was like, there's no one on the street.
Right?
There's no one around. Or it's like, this person's just, like, a different type of person than the other who's not going to give you those points.
Right.
I think the most entertaining was Yara Sofia.
Yeah.
I loved her. But I love her so much.
I like her a lot.
Yeah.
I see that. Yeah, your style, like, totally meshes.
Shrieky.
I'm not a comedy queen. I'm not a pageant queen.
I'm a shrieky queen.
Shrieky. I won Miss Scream 2017. International, darling.
I will say that's a lot of the used to be Drag Race community.
Shrieky.
We're all shrieky
Truly.
Queens. Yeah.
Barbafella's for sure a shrieky queen.
We just kind of go out and go, yay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to say too, I love when they call Jada stupid like a fox.
Yeah.
Do you like that phrase or do you?
I guess.
I love that.
I think it's like you're playing dumb, but you're actually smart.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah. I think that's what it means. It's like someone who's like presents dumb and is an effing genius.
But is in control of it.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it now. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think because I know some people who are it, but whatever. It's neither here nor there.
Name them.
But.
Name them.
You know what? I will name them.
Okay.
You know who's stupid like a fox?
Yes.
This fucking dumb idiot. No. You know who's stupid like, truly who's stupid like a fox?
Yeah,
or who would say they're stupid and they're so not?
Yeah.
Drew Tarver.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Plays Boo Boo the Fool.
He plays Boo Boo the Fool.
But in reality.
And he's a fucking, like, he's like a prodigy.
He's like JoJo the genius.
He's JoJo the genius millionaire coming to Fox this fall.
Yeah,
no,
JoJo
he's a genius, but he presents like, I'm dumb, y'all. And it's like, no, you're not.
Yeah, that's a really fun way to be, though, I think. It's more fun to play stupid, I think. I don't know.
It's way more fun to play stupid because then everyone's just astonished and delighted by your charm and wit and all that stuff.
Yeah, constantly surprised that you know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's smart.
Mm-hmm. Genius.
It's just like coming to Drag Race and being like, don't say what you're good at.
Yes.
They will find a way to humiliate you if you say what you're good
yeah,
at.
Yeah, absolutely.
They'll be like, I came out of a can.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I was born in a can and then I came here. Uh-huh. And then they'll be like, oh my God, the evolution.
Oh, she walked.
Can girl's evolution.
Can girl.
Okay. Okay. Strawberries. And then Chad Michaels yells, strawberries make me horny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
Chad.
Woo. Let's say, I have a weird question for you. Who is your top four
horny
in this cast without knowing what happens? Who's your top four, top three, or top two?
Like in the beginning? Like,
yeah, let's just say who's your top?
Raven, always a fan.
Agree.
I love the energy. Manila.
Yeah.
Manila's Manila's top three all time.
Agree.
So Raven, Manila, and then it's really tough.
We'll say top three to make it silly.
I'm going to say, I really love Jujubee too.
Yeah.
I just love, Jujubee is one of the most, like one of the best TV people they've had on.
Oh, she's fantastic.
Like, I
talking
mean,
her talking heads are and, far and yeah, away. Yeah.
And then also just incredibly talented.
She pulls really off an like incredibly hard thing where you're like, you know you're being funny, but you're being fucking real.
Yeah, exactly.
You're fucking real.
Yeah, yeah. She has an authenticity.
Yeah. I'm real. Wait, who says that? I'm going to show them I'm fucking real. Someone says that. Some one person said that in reality TV.
Someone said I'm fucking real one time.
I don't know what reality TV show, but it was only one and it was only said once. Okay. So when Yara comes in with her hair clothesline, do you live for this look?
I do kind of live for this look.
It's great.
I think back in the day, the early day, I remember These it's more avant-garde-y than a lot of the looks maybe that people would do, and it's really fun to see that on the show. You know, it can get kind of monotonous with just a lot of like simple dresses or basic wigs or whatever.
Yes.
So I really appreciate Yara for that.
It's so fun.
And then it's really fun having her try to get in through doorways.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, classic.
I wanted her to let
comedy.
Right. I wanted them to let her destroy a lamp.
Yeah.
I know there's like jokes. But just let her.
Yeah, and I also just wanted her to walk confidently forward through a door, and if it got snagged, it got snagged.
Like a dog with a too big toy.
Yeah, or a dog with a coned dog.
A cone, a cone dog head. And then Janice, they reprise some of Janice Dickinson's crazy quotes.
This was fascinating, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Janice Dickinson is wild.
It felt like they really didn't like the editors, the producers, all involved were like, we don't like her. You know what I mean? Like, it felt, because it's like, imagine being a guest judge for something and then it's like, why'd you guys include that?
There's a few times where they let the girls roast a guest host, like Aubrey O'Day.
Who's going to be on some new reality show, by the way, on like VH1.
Oh, really?
It's called like Celebs Fucking in a House.
This is a true story and it's a gag.
Uh-huh.
I was one time next to Aubrey O'Day on an airplane.
Oh. Sitting next to?
I was sitting next to her, and here's the real gag. She was photoshopping naked pictures of herself.
Oh, my Lord.
On a laptop. And just, like, asking, like, knowing people could
this
see.
This is crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy, and she was just like, it was... She knew people could see. She was just like, oh, does this look good? Like, cause she was like, I think with like a spouse of some kind, a partner of some kind. And just
whoa.
Like, oh, is this good? Does this look good? You know,
so like actually, at first when you said it, I thought she was photoshopping her head onto other women's naked bodies.
No.
But she's taking photos, like people, she did a naked photo shoot and she was like touching
up photos of herself.
On a plane next to people.
On a plane next to people.
Hmm. Also, it's like, doesn't someone do that for you normally if you get the like,
I don't.
You get the package deal usually with like,
on
it's
a
like
big
my,
ass.
My dear darling headshot photographers of the world would send me,
right?
You know, a touched up, they'll take away my forehead lines.
Right?
Yeah.
What forehead lines?
Oh, bitch, they're caverns. It's the hardest part of drag for me.
She was fucking, oh, right, because you can't move your brow.
Well, but it doesn't even matter. I put one,
really?
I put 16 layers of foundation, and there's a hard, hard, dark line.
Really? Yeah, I remember I moved my brow too much.
Uh-huh, and then it just wrinkle crinkle.
Because I remember like someone being like, you shouldn't move your brow in drag, and I was like, oh, no, that's hard.
It's impossible, especially us expressive.
We are living our lives much.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, nuts.
I also want to say she was like editing on them on a fucking like 19-inch Gateway laptop.
So heavy.
It was ridiculous.
Oh, odd.
It was weird.
Smart.
Anyway, She's wild. Okay. Jan Second says, try drying marijuana on your hair. She says, your eyes are freaking me out. Don't look at me, to Latrice. That's so abusive.
She also, in the main, the craziest thing, it's not that crazy, but it's crazy to me. In the main episode, she was like, I can't remember even who she was talking to. She was talking to one of the queens, and she was like, that's really funny. Right, Rachel? That's funny, Rachel? Looking at Rachel Dratch.
That.
Just like so intensely like, you're a comedian, so agree with me. It's funny. It felt so like, yeah, dude.
Poor Rachel. We missed her in the edit because Janice was too crazy.
Yeah.
They didn't have any use for just sweet, kind Rachel, who was probably just giving them good advice, but like they can't use that.
She did have one funny quip, but it went sort of under the radar.
Under the radar?
Yeah.
Damn.
I know.
Okay, great. Okay, and then Santino, they're talking about Santino Rice. Should we talk about Santino Rice?
I mean, we could talk about him forever.
Forever?
Yeah.
Do we miss his presence on the show?
No, not at all.
No way at all in any way, shape, or form?
No.
I'm going to just keep saying no until the podcast is over.
Early in my life, when he was on Project Runway, somehow, I found myself being sexually attracted to him.
Really?
And I don't...
You're too horny.
I am too horny.
That's too horny.
Yeah, it's problematic. I just have a thing for, like, that... It's not weird. It's just, like, a specific type of, like... I really like bald guys.
Oh, okay.
Love bald guys. He's got, like, a lanky thing. Yeah. Oh, God, Mono. Tootsie, tootsie.
Tootsie, tootsie, give me the scooter.
Tootsie, tootsie, give me the scooter.
That's a Tammy Brown line I deliver as much as possible. It's in this season, hiding.
Oh, fun.
Hiding in this season is the Cave of Wonders. Okay, we need to just talk about the bald. Wait, so you like bald guys?
I like a bald guy. Yeah, okay. I love a bald guy. So I used to find him very attractive, but over time, seeing the way he is on this show, he just drove me insane. He's such a bad drag judge.
Yeah, he's bad.
Such a bad drag judge.
He shouldn't do this.
He feels hostile in some ways. I'm talking
the
movie.
He's so unlikable.
Yeah.
He's so mean.
Yeah.
And everything he says is just like, oh.
And then even he has that kind of tone. I guess a lot of people have this, but it's like he says something nice, but it's like, I'm saying it so it's true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The worst dress I've seen in five seasons.
Maybe ever. Yeah, yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. And he's straight, so get him out of here.
No, he's not.
He's not?
No.
Wait.
He's queer.
I thought he was straight.
Well, unless I might be misinformed, but I think he's queer.
Honestly,
Yeah, and I feel...
What a mystery.
No, I feel...
Is he?
Yes.
I also have an insane story about him.
No.
I can't. Okay, I have to tell you this really quickly, and I can't say who gave it, but I know a friend who was at a music festival, and they saw a man selling juice at some juice stand who looked like Santino Rice. And the person said to him, oh my God, hi, it's so weird. You look just like Santino Rice. And the person selling juice behind the counter at this music festival said,
I am Santino Rice.
Is that a gag?
Was it his own? Because I know he got like healthy. Oh.
I hope it's his empire.
Yeah, I hope it's his empire. Yeah.
But I'm worried.
Yeah.
You in trouble, girl.
There's going to be some point a tell-all about the Drag Race history.
Oh, I can't wait.
We need to know about like the math.
The 30 for 30?
The 30 for 30.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. 30 for 30, blood and glitter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. That's all I have to say about that. The dress, the hair, the corset. Did you think Latrice's look was not good enough?
No, I liked it okay. Yeah. I didn't like live for the outfit as like an iconic piece or anything like that. But I did like her campier look, and I did like her going in a divine way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't mind the white.
She should do. No one cares. I don't care.
Yeah.
What about Raven's panty line being accused of being grandma-ish?
Also, I hated that. I was like, I really love this.
It's one of the coolest looks I've ever seen.
Like, really, of all time. It's like such a fun look. And to just, it's like 1 inch of red. Get away. Get away, Michelle.
That's crazy.
Also, with Michelle's outfit this episode.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, those who live in glass houses.
love to throw bullets.
Yeah.
That's the saying.
Fistfuls of bullets.
Throw those bullets.
poo. Great. And Alexis is pissed. Alexis is mad, of course, because like when they were called out on the stage, some people made some comments about like the language barrier, which is like, guys, don't go there.
No.
Don't go there. Just,
there's a lot of problematic
stuff. Just say
they
look like shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are some really strange moments in this season and episode.
There's a lot of like... You know, just trans, like, blank. Like, they'll be like, whatever,
yes,
fill in the blank.
That is said, like, trans is thrown around in a way that's just like,
and then even because I love
trans
the, hey, Manila, I just saw Manila Girl.
I clocked that. And I was just like, in fact, I clocked that and I was like, do I want to bring that up? I mean, it's fine. I'm happy to because we're talking about how, like, we've moved on from that.
Yeah, it's just sort of another, again, this is like we're dusting, we took a little brush, took some sand off, and this is the relic of a time.
Yeah.
She also, Alexis, right before this whole thing happened, she was like, Latrice is fat, essentially. She was like, she's my heaviest competition.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, it's all just left and right. There's...
left and right. Yeah. Okay, Juju. Now, Juju comes for Alexis and says, your looks look homemade.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is controversial, but I don't think Juju should be the one attacking others' wardrobe.
No, no.
Because I live for Juju, but her her wardrobe has just always been, like, good. It's never been unbelievably good.
Yeah.
At least in the seasons we've seen.
Yeah. She's like a, I don't want to say mall queen, but she is sort of just like a, like, there's some stuff, like, there's like a really beautiful garment, but it doesn't feel special ever.
She serves a lot of, like, cute, fishy, like, fun gal.
Yes.
As opposed to, like, drag.
And she's so stunning that she can get away with almost anything.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Yeah. But it would be fun to see her in, like, a, like, you know, avant-garde, like, designer
elevated
thing. Yeah.
So they have a little moment. Alexis says to her, it looks like you bought that in a little store.
In one of your little stores.
In one of your little stores.
What a rich person thing. It's like you bought that in a little store.
A little store. Got that in a little store, did you, Gail? And then Juju gives the hair face flip.
Yeah, yeah.
This was made for me.
Yeah.
I live for
that.
She
goes, thank you. This was made for me.
What's the cuntiest thing you've said, or like what
is,
or what triggers you? I'll answer with mine first.
Yeah.
Think about like what your cunty trigger is. For me, I get really irrevocably cunty when I see smokers throwing their butts on the floor, on the ground, because that is littering.
Yeah.
I don't think cigarette smokers should
be allowed.
No, it is littering.
It is littering.
It drives my brain
my
into
mom,
a wall.
All growing up, my mom... anytime she saw someone do it, she like it would be like a truck in front of us would throw a cigarette out the window. She would roll down the window, scream outside, "You dropped something!"
Yes,
she'd go, "You dropped something!" Every time, for centuries.
I love it. I do the same. I still do it.
Yeah,
I still do it. And like, I know it's crazy. I know, like, a little conversational, but I just like, I have to remind people like that's trash.
Yeah.
You just threw trash on the ground. Why do you think that's okay?
Yeah.
You would never drop anything on the ground.
People do. People litter.
I can't.
It sucks. If you go to the beach, honey.
There's litter. Wait, I've been meaning to go to the beach. There's litter there.
There's litter.
Wait, okay,
there's
so litter. What's your cunt trigger?
I'm trying to think. I feel like I get really mad at grocery stores. That's
okay.
Like the only thing I'm thinking of right now. Like like all the time. Today it happened. Someone just turned into me and she goes, "Oh, sorry." And I go, "Yeah." Like just I have a lot of those moments in my day to day. A lot of like,
So when someone apologizes, you're like, you are right for apologizing.
Yeah. And I guess a lot of my, I don't really ever, I'm never verbally cunty. Very rarely am I verbally cunty. But I will, like, someone's being annoying, I will, like, stand a little wider and be in their way and make them kind of shuffle around me if I'm, like, mad at them.
Uh-huh.
You know? If I'm mad at a stranger, I'll block their path.
Yeah, I get that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. If someone, like, violates you in that way, I won't go out of my way to be like, this is bad, but I generally won't be like, oh my God, it's fine. I'll just be like,
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I get
when
cold.
When someone's being really crazy.
Yeah.
When someone fucks up and they're like chill about it, I'm like, okay, yeah. That was chill. That was chill. Yeah. That was chill. I'm chill.
I'm cool.
We are going to talk about the gaggiest thing that Chanel says, which is actually an Easter egg for a future season, right after this break.
Shaka.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it, but now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus, 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, diva. So why should payday? Yes, I'm a robotic bitch. And the one thing that makes this robot go cuckoo cuckoo is money. Not tomorrow, today. And guess who helps with that? Earnin. That's right. Earnin will put the money in your hands today. You can get $100 per day or 750 buckarooskies per pay period. All you have to do is download the Earnin app, verify your paycheck. You get access to $100 a day as you work. And you can do it from absolutely anywhere in the darn world. That's why I love Earnin. It makes money easy. Because, you know, sometimes your employers act a fool, okay? Yeah, it's like they're in the Untucked Lounge and they're acting a fool girl. So whether it's for a special night out, you want to treat your loved one, an unexpected bill from the vet, yikes, or rent, bitch, you can use Earnin to your advantage. Make it a part of your financial routine. Join the over 3.5 million customers who say, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Plus, peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Dragher under podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. That's Dragher under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Oh my God, and we're back.
Scoopity-doop-doop.
Scoopity-doo-dah. We are back, and we're back in the Interior Illusions Lounge. Before we dip all the way back into the Interior Illusions Lounge, it's time for a segment called A Star Is Porn.
Oh, God.
A Star Is Porn is where we talk about some award-winning moment in porn, usually gay porn. And I asked Chad to bring one or two or three of his choosing. Would you like me to go first?
Yeah, go first because I have to remember the...
Okay, remember.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my Star Is Porn moment. Gay porn guy who was trying to pass as straight, okay? Now, here was the setup of this particular scene. Gay porn guy who is pretending to be straight during a home invasion porn. Hats off to you. This was a porn where crooks break in into a house, and this man yells at the crooks, "Hey, what are you thieves doing here? This is me and my wife's house."
Is he super?
He is so gay.
Yeah, gay.
And he's trying to pass off the fantasy of like, "My wife's upstairs and she'll get ya."
My wife will get ya.
I wanted to be like, writers, don't make him say that. It's he's gay.
Yeah.
And the crooks, of course, being the gentlemen that they are, they say, "Okay, we won't steal everything if you fucking suck all of us crooks."
Oh my God.
It's another wonderfully absurd moment in porn. And the moment that really won it for me was the millisecond. You know that millisecond where a gay person pretends it's their first time sucking cock and then they're sucking cock?
Yeah, they're
like, just like, "Oh."
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's in every porn. That's in straight porn. It's everything.
Like, ew.
Yeah. What is this thing? Yeah.
Ha!
Yeah.
That you deserve an award, man who pretends to be straight and then fucks the crooks.
Would you love a porn where they keep up the act that it's like the first dick they've ever sucked the entire porn?
Yeah. I want to say yeah, just because porn is the craziest thing and anything can happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything can happen.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
I want to see it.
Me too. I do want to see that.
What's your star is porn moment?
I have like three. This is the one I really...
a smattering.
The most important porn to me in my life.
Uh-huh.
Stars this guy, CJ Madison, I believe his name is.
Interchangeable.
I know. It's, you know, Rex Who. It's all of it. Yeah. But I'm not...
Rex Winster.
Yeah.
Adam Adams.
Uh-huh. It's like, I'm not a porn star queen, but I'm like kind of lean towards like daddies with porn stars.
Love.
And, I also lean into sort of like maybe a voyeuristic or an exhibitionist world. So there's this porn of a door-to-door salesman. I think it's called Salesman.
Okay.
All you freaks out there. but the whole, it's like five minutes of just talking.
Okay.
But the whole time, it's like a salesman's talking to this guy and he's in his bathrobe and boxers and slowly it starts to creep out kind of a thing.
Oh, I've seen this.
I think it's maybe popular.
I've totally seen this. It's like a white big pair of boxers.
No, I think it's plaid blue. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, whatever. It's like a baggy pair of boxers.
Yes, baggy pair of boxers. Yeah.
Yes. And is it almost like a trailer home?
Yes. And he's like standing on the stairs and the whole thing is so silly because it's like there's a lot of plot involved about like the town in general. It's like all the men in this town are down at the bar losing their jobs. And this guy's going door to door like selling I think it's called like Randy, like, you know, Smith's like business DVDs to help you in business. And
business DVDs?
It is. It's like he's like all the celebrities are using it.
Oh my, no they're not.
No they're not. It's a fake thing. And then there's like this is not really my thing, no shame, but there's also 2 minutes of peeing. He just like out of nowhere is like, "I gotta pee."
Oh yeah, I have to pee right now.
Yeah, and then it's like 6 camera angles.
Yes.
And it's like,
so they're just like reusing the footage.
Yeah, so that you know how they do. Yeah. Yeah, so you do like the 15-second forward button, but it's like you have to hit that like 8 times before you can get past it. That's a very important
part of the story.
Yeah, part of the story. Also, I like looked at it because you asked me to like bring a thing in and I realized like, I've never actually watched this whole video.
Yeah.
You know, as we do.
Yes.
You get 5 to 10 in.
You get to the part that speaks to you.
Yeah.
This is nasty. But I hate when a part really speaks to you and you're like, "No, I don't want that to speak to me."
Yeah.
Or you finish at the wrong time.
Oh, I know.
And you're like, "No."
Isn't that freaky weird of us?
I'm a freaky weirdo. Well, we already know your favorite thing is bald daddies on death's door.
Oh my God.
You fucking nasty.
What an asshole.
Fuck you.
You're a fucking beesh.
Fuck you.
Oh my God, the shame.
Well, for our purposes, I guess that's enough.
That's enough.
That was A Star is Porn. getting back into the episode and the promise of Chanel saying something fucking crazy. Okay, so we have Chad and Chanel chatting now in the Forum Decor Lounge, of course. And they talk about what pit crew boy makes them the horniest.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. What is your answer?
Oh, in ever or of these two?
Let's say these two and then let's say ever.
Ooh, of these two, I think Sean.
Okay.
The Burt Reynoldsy one, as Chad says.
Yeah.
And I think ever, there was this one that really speaks to me in a it's such a guilty pleasure. This really like blonde, hairlessy one.
Oh,
that I think
season
was
six.
Around
with
season
Courtney
six.
Act, yeah.
Yes.
What's his face? I know.
Courtney. Yeah, he speaks to me.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times I definitely have a lot of Stockholm syndrome with the whitest boys. Because it's so foreign to me.
Uh-huh, okay. I was going to say it's like ingrained in something.
It's also cultural, right? Yeah, I grew up with Zach Morris. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Zach Morris was my first fuck love.
My first fuck, yeah.
My first fuck love.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about you?
Sean and Sean.
Sean and Sean!
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huge development in my sexuality.
I love it.
Yeah.
Do you like the little like hole on the side
hole?
Tattoos he has?
I think it's from some, I think it's like a robot anime thingy.
Oh, cool.
So, but I don't mind it just as is. Even for, I don't know what it is, but it's,
I used to see him at my gym.
Oh, nice.
And it was hard to not stare.
Yeah.
It's hard.
He's very attractive. I do kiss and tell. I made out with him one time. At a bar.
You.
I know.
Tawdry.
And it means the
slit.
Most to me. I've been saying
I bet.
It everywhere.
Was it good? Were the kisses?
It was good.
Lovely?
Yeah, it was really good. It was hot. Yeah. He was like doing some, he was hosting some event, and then I was like, let me buy you some Jaeger, baby. And then got him a shot, and we did like a shot, and then we like talked for a bit, and then we kissed.
Oh my God, did you get a Chubba Bubba in the bar?
I don't remember if I got a Chubba Bubba. Probably.
Probably.
I was probably Chubba Bubba all night.
Or just a Chubbalicious.
Chubbalicious, yeah.
Okay.
Just a drop.
Just a drop of chub.
I just got a drop of boner.
Oh, that's hot as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the gaggy thing that Chanel says, which is what makes All Stars kind of genius, and I've said before, like the Star Wars prequels of Drag Race. Okay, when you think about it, every season is its own weird movie that, even though it has the characters you love, is nothing like the original show. And if you go into it knowing that, you might have fun.
Okay. I like that.
But Chanel says, they're not going to crown two of us.
Yeah.
What a gag.
Right.
Now that All Stars absolutely is crowned two people.
I know. Oh, yeah. Interesting. Yeah, she read the future.
It's not on purpose, but it feels like a genius little landmine that they planted years and years ago.
Yeah.
It's not, but...
Yeah, in the 30 for 30, they will show this quote.
Oh.
And then show Trinity and Monet.
Yes.
Right after.
And then show the World of Wonder producers going,
like, we didn't
this
think...
was...
Oh, you go.
It's just them being, we didn't think it ever happened.
When I said that quote, I didn't think it was going to happen.
We didn't know.
Yeah.
But they were feeling their oats and they had to crown two people.
Yeah.
They're living for themselves. They're doing that thing where two people like big up themselves like a little too much.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, yeah, we're amazing and we're perfect and we're killing it.
It's Chanel's way. And
Chanel's
it's a little
way.
Chad's way too. But
oh,
really, it's
yes.
Chanel's way.
From season one, I remember she says, I astound myself.
Yes.
Can you believe it?
Yes. I can.
I astound myself. Yeah. She loves the challenges. She thinks she's amazing. And then Chad gives a very iconic Hunger Games line of...
Happy Hunger Games, bitches.
In this one, and she also says, may the odds be...
Oh, that's right. She's in this one.
Ever in your favor, darling.
Yeah,
and then she repeats herself.
Ever in your favor? Or did she say the whole thing again?
I think she just leaves
said,
off the second, darling.
Ever in your favor. Yeah, and
she's
she looks down. It's very like
it.
Of the moment, but also I remember at the time even it being like this is over.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it was on. It was 2012.
It was? Okay.
Like, when did the first film come out? Because it's before a film came out.
I guess
out.
I have no idea. I just feel maybe out of her mouth, it's like, it's the same thing as Shangela's Game of Thrones
yes.
thing, where it's like, it's not necessarily over. It's very of the moment, but it's also like forced or something.
Mm-hmm. I hope the next one is like, everyone talks about Big Little Lies.
Yes, yes.
Like
yes.
Everyone's like.
What's the iconic quote?
I don't know.
Don't fuck with my children.
Look, I'm the Reese Witherspoon of this. Yeah. I don't fucking know. But great. Then there's a really weird tone change where the girls come in and then they have to open their big pink furry box
mm-hmm.
and they get a message.
Yeah.
From the one and only.
Tatiana.
the tea. I love Tatiana.
Oh, me too. I'm a really big fan of hers. She also did the tea for Tati. This was must have been the first time.
All-Stars canon.
Yeah.
She does it, and then she does it in her All-Stars thing.
She's like the queen of branding at this point.
She is the queen of branding. I'm sad she can't come back again.
You never know.
Oh, I would love it if they just fuck it. We're bringing back anyone.
Honestly, I think they should. They could call it like a Legends season.
Yes.
People who've competed who like made a huge mark, maybe once or twice even.
Yeah.
I mean, they've already, All-Stars 1 has basically been scratched. And if you did that, you can do any season, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I would love it. She's so great. She's like just funny and great. And maybe the most growth of any queen ever.
I agree.
Season 2. Gosh, she wore that wig so many times in season 2. should she have won her snatch game? Controversial question. What do you think,
Who
Chad?
Was the other one? It was
Raspberries.
It was Pandora giving Carol Channing.
I actually loved Britney.
Yeah.
I remember watching that season, like feeling really connected to that Britney and being like, this is incredible. Also very unexpected.
It certainly was a lot better than Derek Barry's.
Oh my God.
Which was spooky when she got praise for it. It like freaked me out.
Yeah.
One of those weird moments in Drag Race where you're like, this doesn't feel like I'm in touch with what's happening
that
in
happens
reality.
All the time where you're just
it
like,
sure
you're,
does.
You're gaslighting America. This whole show has been gaslighting America from time to time. And
I
it's like,
hate those moments where you feel the show gaslighting.
Yeah.
That is so well put.
It's like, no, 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 you're wrong, sweetie. You're wrong.
Yeah, it's like, no.
Our decisions are right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're like, they were great in the snatch game. I'm trying to think of another weird gaslight moment.
There's so many.
There's too many.
Especially with the recent seasons.
Oh, you know what was a gaslight moment? The bridesmaid acting challenge of All Stars 3.
Yes.
That was a moment where they were like, that was, everyone was really funny. And you were like, that was.
No,
that
it
was,
wasn't. And it's really easy to tell if it is. Yeah, that was a Chernobyl.
That was a Chernobyl to keep the gay branding alive.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, what else? Okay, great. Now she reads all the queens.
It was a soft read.
It was a soft read.
But it was nice.
It was nice.
You don't want to be too cunty, I think.
No, it was good. They don't like her. they like that Chanel just loves herself. And of course, she always feels her oats. Yeah. Like from season 1, where she says, I'm beautiful. Inside and out.
Inside and on the outside.
I thought I told you were. I thought you knew. Okay, I thought I said you were beautiful.
Yeah.
That was such an iconic room moment. And one of the best shade lines is when they have the Alexis line, or she says to Alexis, you're the first to throw shade, but you should be the first to hide in it.
I liked that.
That's just a well-structured joke.
Yeah, I liked that a lot.
That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, that has been buried by history, and we have to give Tatiana credit for that.
Can you imagine, though? So they play a video of her and everyone is just like, ew, stupid.
I know.
Can you imagine the opaqueness? Like, can you imagine if a video of you played on TV, let's say.
TV, for example.
For example. And as it's playing, everyone in the room is just going, ew, shut up.
Yeah.
Bar queen.
Yeah, it's insane.
What would you do?
I would fucking kill myself.
I would fucking kill
on
myself.
On the spot. Yeah, it's so painful because they're just like thrust into this spot of celebrity, and then it's like, oh, everyone hates me.
When she brings up Jada giving up on season 3,
yeah,
too soon.
Yeah, I agree.
Too soon.
Yeah,
that was too rough of a moment to make fun
line.
Of.
She crossed the line.
Is that the darkest moment
in history?
In the history of the world?
Yeah.
I think so. Then we have a Jada and Juju moment of them being like, "Is this pageant? Is this not?"
Yeah. And this is sort of a
Chad.
Oh God.
I ask you, is this Drag Race? So, Chad, are you a boxers or briefs guy? is Drag Race a pageant or not?
It is a pageant.
I think so.
I don't know. I guess I don't know why it wouldn't be.
Right.
Because it's what's a pageant?
Wait,
it's a competition where there's a queen, there's a winner,
right? Yeah,
it's like Survivor,
right?
But it's a talent competition based on beauty and
performance, yeah.
And with one winner usually,
yeah.
So I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it just has different rules. I mean, there's also, I think that their thing is like there's a specific pageant circuit type of queen with certain rules.
Right.
So that gowns are, you know, graded or whatever, scored in a certain way, and it's not going to be the same here.
Right.
So there's like a box that that creates.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's a little more structured, but it's fundamentally the same.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You're competing.
Yeah.
One of you is one of you is just really giving something we want to see.
This is also interesting because it kind of feels like that box has now been broken open and we don't really hear those arguments anymore.
We don't.
Because Brooklyn Heights is a pageant queen, quote unquote.
Right.
Trinity is a pageant queen, quote unquote.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that the conversation has evolved from like, you, what are you, what are you not? Now it is a little bit more like, just whatever you are you delivering?
Yeah. Are you delicious?
Are you delicious? And I guess versatility is now a big thing.
Yeah.
You have to do both.
Yeah. This was the season right after Fifi Sharon. Mm-hmm. So this was like the hot topic of drag culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's pageant? What's not?
Yeah.
That's very interesting to me. Okay, and then the partners split up from their pairing to go into different rooms to like, and they're straight up like ask, like, what do you think about your partner?
Yeah.
So, of course, like Manila and Latrice are split up and they have to talk about, you know, like what they think of each other. I just thought it was really interesting that one room read the other room for filth.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed it, but like one room dogs the other room and the other room is like, I really like my partner.
It was a really beautiful social experiment because I feel like when one person starts that train,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to talk a little bit of shit, tutu poo poo, then everyone else in the room.
Tutu poo poo? Yeah.
Is going to start doing it like, okay, well, you open the door. Yeah, I think she's busted.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
We're just mammals.
We're just mammals.
So Manila throws some shade on the trees for like wanting better fashion.
Yeah. I also, did you, like, her face was screaming that she was holding back. Because Manila is so...
You clocked it. That's right.
Good.
Right.
And she killed this episode.
Everything she gave was really elevated.
Every look she's... she is one of the top queens of all time.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a deserved winner of
a
certain season.
She came in with a fucking hand on her head.
Yes. And then she had like a shoe on her head in this one. I mean, she's just so good.
Good.
And Latrice is charismatic, charming, and stunningly beautiful. And her presence is huge and funny. She's everything. But her looks are a little off sometimes.
Yeah.
And she's not always the best challenge deliverer, performer.
Right.
Yeah. So I think Manila probably did feel stunted.
Yeah.
Despite loving her.
What a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
What a damn bummer. What can she do?
Yep.
But Latrice is like, I like Manila.
Yeah.
Then Raven is like, Juju doesn't think about what she does or like something like that. She's like, she doesn't think.
Yeah.
About
she
what
doesn't.
She does.
Oh, she said she does what she thinks, but she doesn't think before she does.
She does? Uh-oh.
That's what she said. She does what she thinks, but she doesn't think before she does.
Wow, that's a mind fuck.
Yeah.
And then Juju's just like, I like her. That was a gag.
Then I like Jada, my friend.
Then Jada wants Alexis to not second guess herself.
Uh-huh.
God, we need Jada back on a season.
So good.
And then I don't know if Alexis said anything about Jada.
No, I don't even know if they showed it.
I don't think they showed it.
Yeah.
Then Chad is told she's carrying Chanel, and Chad says,
yeah, I am. Yeah, I agree.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. And then
British.
Chanel's like, yay, I like Chad.
Yeah. She's my friend.
She's my fiend.
She's my friend, and I like her.
I was born in a can, and now I'm here.
Yeah, Chad really took that. That was like, oh,
she
girl.
She took it.
Yeah.
It makes sense. That's why she wins.
Uh-huh.
Spoiler.
Can you imagine someone who's never...
Doesn't know. Yeah. Someone who's listening to this and doesn't know.
Yeah.
So then Latrilla leaves. Cry. Cry, cry, cry. What do you think? Good?
Bad.
Does this make sense? Bad?
I think bad.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
It's just so tough because this season sucks so much that like every time someone goes...
Let them have it.
It's like... it's an insane idea to me to like do a fan favorites season and cut all of their time in half.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it seems like the opposite would be, you would want to do some sort of like the opposite twist where it's like, well, we're going to eliminate you. Well, I guess All Stars 2.
Yeah.
It's like, we're going to eliminate you, but like put you in a room and still film you, you know, all the fans want to see you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're losing double the fan base every single time.
Totally.
It's crazy. And Latrice and Manila are like some of the top queens of all time.
It's a weird, it was a tough moment for this experiment.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a gag. And now they're just, now, Now the real gag with All Stars is just like everyone gets brought back every time.
Yeah.
Which I love, but it has taken away the gag it originally had in All Stars 2, where it was like, what is happening?
Yeah. Yeah, I hope they shift the narrative for All Stars.
So
yeah.
It's as much of a gag as it is, but do you like the way in which like Drag Race like keeps recanonizing itself? The way that they brought back Latrilla like kind of like recanonize this like this season because it makes you be like, I need to watch this now. I need to understand what I missed.
Totally. Yeah, I think it's fun for it's fun to a degree, and then sometimes it can become like a snake eating its own tail or something. It feels a little
like an Ouroboros.
An Ouroboros.
That's the name of that mythical animal.
Oh, lovely. Education.
Hello. Come on, school.
Come on. Yeah, I think it's sometimes it can be too much it just becomes monotonous, homogenous, it's whatever. But, like, it is really fun watching the season and feeling like you're in on some, like, inside thing that's going on. I remember that feeling. Like, I started, my first season I ever watched was season 5, and then I, like, did the backlog from to get caught up or whatever. But, like, after that, you're just like, oh, these references, I understand, and I'm part of a niche community.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of blown out.
It really is. We're in the postmodern, post-apocalyptic moment of this show. And it's a bit a pro and a con. I mean, drag has never been more popular.
No, it's insane now. Yeah.
It's insane. Mm-hmm. But it's fun because we get access to a lot of queer art now.
Yeah.
A shit ton of queer art. And the fact that we can go to shows where queer performers sell out is huge.
Yeah.
That's a big, crazy deal.
I know.
I hope that keeps going selfishly for our sakes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, now we're getting towards the end. It's time for a segment we're keeping alive here called Drag Her, where we drag a fictional character from fictional fiction.
Okay.
And today, I will be dragging a little character from the Disney's Beauty and the Beast known as Gaston.
Oh, good.
Gaston.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
You fucking gay bastard. Stop treating women like property, Gaston. You're fooling no one. We know you use classically toxic masculine cues to project a sense of masculinity that you feel you should possess. Honey, stop. You ain't a movie theater. Stop projecting, okay? Get away from me with your raw egg eating salmonella infested ass chin. You suck, okay? We know that you let LeFou suck your dick under the table, you loser.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
His name is LeFou. And we know that when you fought the beast on top of that castle, honey, you were getting thick in your pantaloons. I saw it. So go back to those blonde triplets and tell them the real reason you're so ready to break out into song and dance.
Cause you're gay?
You gay, baby.
You gay, baby.
So drag me, drag her, and also let's fuck.
Absolutely.
I kind of still want to fuck
so
you.
So my type. I would love to see the LeFou Gaston porn.
Oh my God. I mean, based on his dimensions, his upper body could pick up a house.
Absolutely.
And his lower half is a straw.
Yeah.
And I'm into that, baby.
Oh, yeah. I love a skinny little calf.
Now, you don't have to drag as horribly as I did, but who would you like to drag, Chad?
I am taking down Daniel Bay, the main character from The Sun is Also a Star.
Whoa! Gag me. Talk me through this. What is that?
Nobody knows.
And that's why I'm here for it.
It's this insane movie. It's like the Room of teen rom-com movies. It is such a fun fucking watch. It starts off like a decent-ish movie and then it just goes insane.
Okay.
I saw it with one of my best friends, Nicholas, where it just the entire time we were like, what is this? And then slowly, like 30 minutes in, like one person laughed and it became like, oh, we're all going to do this. And it was just like,
oh, that's a beautiful
now we're
going to
treat this as a comedy for the like as a unit.
Oh, that's a beautiful moment. That's like watching a flower bloom.
Yeah.
Like when you know, we're like, oh, we're laughing at this. Thank God.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We got like the first petal and then everyone's like, let's do this. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
Just a crazy, insane. Charles Melton is the actor who plays this main guy. He's the most stunning man in the universe. I want him to be a huge star, so don't get me wrong. But
you hate him.
But I hate Daniel Bay. Also, he's like the love interest. His last name's Bay. Feels insane.
Yeah, it's very, we get it.
Yeah.
It's very first draft. It's very cute.
It's very cutesy, wootsy. And his whole thing, it's like, come on, we've seen this a million times. His whole thing is like he wants to be a musician, but his family wants him to be a doctor.
Ugh.
And so it's this whole struggle that we've seen a million times. I don't want to do that again. I don't want to do that again.
No.
I don't want to do that again. The main reason I'm dragging him, though, is because there's a scene in the movie where he spontaneously takes his girl that he's interested in to a karaoke bar because they have 24 hours she has to flee the country in 24 hours. So
what?
Because stuff. And so he takes her to
a karaoke bar.
And a private karaoke sings Crimson and Clover to her dead eye, right to the face. We see the whole thing, 5 minutes with a montage of them falling in love. It makes me sick. Daniel Bago, fucking jump off a bridge.
Jump off it.
Daniel Bay.
Jump off it and bring an anvil, you idiot.
Yeah, like a cartoon, dude.
You fictional moron. We lay you to rest. Bye-bye. Ugh, that sucks.
I really encourage people to watch The Sun Is Also a Star.
This is very, it sounds very like a shitty spin-off of, what's it called? What was the movie about the young person who gets ill with a terminal illness?
Oh, yeah,
Our Stars. Fault in Our Stars.
Fault in Our Stars, yeah, it is in the world of this.
It's that.
Yeah, it's like someone has to leave, you know, be it death, be it immigration.
We drag you, never to return.
Yeah.
We are at the end, Chad. Shoot. Isn't that sad?
It is. It sucks.
Well, we want you guys to rate and review us on the iTunes. Please say something nice or say something mean. If you give me 5 stars, I'll read it either way and go, you know what? You're having a bad day and I see you. And sometimes that's the biggest gift you can give someone.
That's all we want.
Vision.
That's all we want.
Chad, before we let you go, what do you want to plug?
Oh, check out. I've been doing a lot of stuff with Stepmom, my drag persona. So I have a music video called Convertible, parentheses, A Car Without a Roof.
It is iconic. You have to watch.
Please watch. I love it so much.
It's funny. It's beautifully shot.
And I got a really good pop producer to make the beat, and it's a fun ass summer anthem.
Oh, it's fan fucking tastic.
Yeah. Stepmom also has some stuff coming out. There's going to be a Halloween EP in the future.
Yes.
And then also check out this digital series I did recently called The Filth.
So good.
I am in the last episode of that.
It is a high quality queer series.
Yes.
It is really high quality. It is all on YouTube. It is easy to digest. Yeah. It's kind of important.
It's great.
Without being too real, like getting too serious. It's a really important, hilarious, beautiful, queer piece of art that people need to see.
Yeah, it touches on a lot of things that isn't shown in other media.
Made by the very gaggy Jake Delaney,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Among other people.
Yeah.
It's basically the future, so get on board now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Check it out. Yeah, and I, you know, spoiler, but I show my little tush.
You do?
Yeah, there's a spot of tush somewhere in it, but you have to watch the whole thing to find out where.
Oh.
Yeah.
Amazing. I thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me. This is the best.
We love you all. Stay tuned as we get closer and closer to crowning our first all-star on Dragger. Ta-ta!
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.